Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeartRadio. Their podcasts every Tuesday at 7 a.m. We release a new one. The guest today, the magnificently beautiful. Yes, you've seen her on Dr. Oz many, many times. She is the dietitian that they go to. And she's from the Cleveland Clinic, Kristen Kirkpatrick. Skinny liver. Why is the skinny liver important to you? We'll tell you, since 30% of us have a fatty liver, how to get yours skinny. We've got, I don't know if we're going to get to it all today, but we've got her lined up for 2 weeks from now, too, to talk about the treatment. We're going to talk about prevention of skinny liver. You remember how one guy got a pate, or fatty liver. That was Morgan Spurlock. When he made his documentary, Supersize Me, he ate nothing but McDonald's for a week. The consequence? His weight and LDL cholesterol zoomed up. He felt lethargic and depressed and said one of his doctors, his liver turned to pate. Now, that might not be the standard definition of fatty liver or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, but that's what he had, and it does paint a real good picture of what your liver will look like. And affects about 30% of us, and a fair number of us, maybe more than 10%, will get liver cancer or cirrhosis of the liver, one or the other, from that. The top story of the week, driving on 5 hours of sleep is like driving drunk. We have a whole bunch of stories, the best and worst foods to eat. Can you get too much protein? We hope you'll forget the eggnog and grab champagne, or you did forget the eggnog and grab champagne. We're going to talk about some holiday swaps, and we're going to talk about dry winter skin as well. I was asked by one of our email listeners, was that me sitting next to the commissioner of the NBA during the Cavs-Warriors game? And the answer is yes. I used to have a half box, that is, a box on the floor. I am an avid Cavaliers fan and go to almost all the games. LeBron's last year here before he came back, we had full season, and my wife went to 52 games. Remember, they're only like 41 in a regular season, but that counts the playoffs. I only made 51. She's even more of an avid fan than I am, but now they moved me next to the commissioner. It makes it easier. I don't have to yell so much, so I can save my voice for the radio show here or the podcast here. I used to yell childish things at the referees, like, use your good eye, you know, the other one, or stuff like that. But now I can just ask the referee, the commissioner, why the heck he would hire that referee as he got only one good eye. Anyway, it is my fun. It is my stress relief. And you can tell I'm a medical nerd. The guy asked me in the email what I was reading. And that's right. I read medical articles that we use on the show during the timeouts at the Cavs games. I have to admit that. I am a true medical nerd. Okay, let's get on with the show. We have, as I told you, a great guest. We've had just a lineup of super guests. Last week, of course, Dr. Michael Bruce talking about the power of when. That's in 819. We're having him back next week. He'll be in 821 as well. Podcast 819 and 821 will be the guest. Michael Bruce was such a powerful interview. The power of when. Discover your chronotrope. The best time to eat lunch, ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds, go to the bathroom, whatever. He talks about the best time to do it and the data behind being a specific chronotrope and how you can find your chronotrope. Wonderful. But today, Kristen Kirkpatrick with skinny liver. Driving, let's go to the stories that we have picked out from the best medical news stories of the week that will help you take control of your health. Driving on 5 hours sleep is like driving drunk. Don't let your kids do it. Don't do it yourself. Drivers who skimp just a couple of hours of sleep, that is, who drove on 5 hours, nearly double the risk of a crash, making driving without adequate sleep as dangerous. It's just a little less sleep. About 5 hours. By the way, remember we talked a long time ago about the game that helps your brain, and I've kept repeating it. It's speed of processing games. It is double decision from Brain HQ. 10-year study, 48% reduction in dementia. Well, the other thing it had was a 48% reduction in injury auto accidents. So what you can do to improve your driving skills, do that double decision game. Even if you're not close to the age where you're worried about dementia, do it just for your driving skills. It really does improve it. It's at Brain HQ. I have no interest in that. Brain HQ, double decision is the game. We have a very good version of one of the games on our website. You can go to ubrain.science. That's not a .com, it's a .science. Ubrain, ubrain.science. Well, I'm talking about things you can do. If you send us an email at udocs, udocs, at gmail.com, and just put in the line subject line, subscribe, we tell you, we send you who the top stories of the week, the background on them, as well as the data on the guest and the background on the guest as well. So we've talked about driving and the thousands of crashes. 1.9 times more likely to be in an accident if they miss 2 hours of sleep. That is two or more, going down to 5 from 7. About a third of drivers get less than 7 hours. Those are dangerous for you if you're in another car, and dangerous as well. And it probably underestimates the risk, as it only covered crashes from 6 a.m. to midnight. Didn't look at crashes after midnight because of the way the system works. Now, what is, I think we're going to do this, I don't know if we did this last week. Yeah, I did this in podcast 819. This is podcast 820. We talked about what Pence, Price, and Ryan agree on health. That is, Pence, Price, and Ryan are the three people who, along with Trump, control what's happening in health and what's going to happen. Well, they agree on 5 things. You'll want to go back to number 19 to read about that. But let's talk about his new FDA chief. He proposed progressive approval. What is progressive approval? Progressive approval is the ability, to look at a drug after it's proven safe, not yet effective, but after it's proven safe, and progressively go back and see whether it can be used and be sold after it's just being proven safe. We don't know how this is going to work, but the chief is Jim O'Neill, managing director for Peter Thiel's MyThrill, MyThrill Capital. O'Neill has supported proposals for doing away with phase 2 and 3 studies. What the FDA does, phase 1 is to prove it's safe enough to give you. That is, either the risks it has are going to probably be outweighed by the benefits, or it has very little risk. So that's what phase 1 is. Phase 2 and 3 are, will it be effective at treating something? Well, just imagine being sold something, and it's all hype, right? It's all going to be hype now, if that's true, because we won't know whether it's effective or not. So, progressive approval for dangerous drugs, I'm a little worried about it. Next study that, so look for that. We'll keep you up to date. Probably in the next 2 weeks, we will talk about what actually happens with the ACA PPA, that is the Accountable Care Act, or what was called Obamacare, how much of it gets reversed or repealed, how fast. My guess is it's solely going to be the financial parts initially, and over a 2-year period, they'll take away and replace it with hopefully something that is even better. It needs to be modified. Everyone agrees on that. But whether it will get modified beneficially or not, we don't know. The next story, would you accept a spinal tap? That's a needle put into your spinal canal to get out some fluid for an earlier diagnosis of Parkinson's when we don't know if earlier treatment makes a difference? I don't know. What do you think about that? Why don't you think about that for a second before we go on to a really good study? Would I do that? So I'm at the age where you might, where I'm at pretty high risk of Parkinson's because of age 70. That's when you start to develop it. Would I get a 71 now, actually? Would I get a, or close to, 71 on January 7th? Would I get, I don't think I'd do that. The next study is really thrilling. It's if you give young blood to people who have Alzheimer's disease, it reversed it. Well, this wasn't people. This was mouse model of neurodegeneration of the same kind that you develop with Alzheimer's disease. Now, so you got to be careful. You can give mice orange juice and cure or create things. But this is, if you give enough of it. But this was a carefully done study with mice who had developed Alzheimer's disease, in the mouse model, and then they gave them the blood of young mice, and woo! Not only did they restore the way they run mazes and functions, but they took away the plaques, disappeared, and the brain became more normal. This is the young blood experiments, and so stay tuned for that. There was a neat study in the New York Times on by Gretchen Reynolds about a week or so ago, but I can't resist telling you about it. This is one of our top stories, of course, savings, longevity, and the year in fitness. The first number is 42. The second is 2,500. 42 represents the extent by which people's risk for premature death decreases if they are physically active. That is, they do 10,000 steps a day. They do 20 minutes three times a week of cardio. They do 30 minutes a week of resistance, and they take 40 jumps a day. If you do those things, no big deal. You get almost half of the benefit from just the walking, actually a little more than half of the benefit from just walking those 10,000 steps a day, but 42% reduction in premature death. The second figure is 2,500. That's in dollars. That's what each American would save off their medical costs if they did 30 minutes of walking a day, most days of the week. Just imagine that. If you multiply it by 300 million, 300 million times 2 is 600 million, times 25 is 7.5 billion, times 25 times 250 is 75 billion is $750 billion a year we would save if everyone did. That's an enormous amount of money we would save as a country if everyone in the country did 30 minutes of walking a day. Woo! I hope I did the multiplication. 2 times 300 is 22.5 times 300 is 750 million. 250 is 7.5 billion. Yeah, 75 billion. I'm sorry. 75 billion we'd save if everyone just did walking. That's still pretty substantial. Remember when Obama and Boehner got together, they were trying to save 1.2 trillion over 10 years or 120 billion a year. Well, 75 billion we could save per in America if everyone just walked 30 minutes a day. Pretty impressive study. So get your family and you out there walking. If it's snow, just bundle up. By the way, exercise also prompts muscles to release substances that increase your brain size. A great thing. You get better memory. That's all part of that $75 billion we're saving, and you're saving off your money, off your health expenses. Can you get too much protein? Unlikely. Who gets too little? Think about who gets too little. Yeah, it's young women who are skimping on diet and trying to go vegan or vegetarian. They often fall short, and that's especially teenage girls who are dieting. Who gets too much? Yep, you're right, muscle-building guys. Forget those occasional cigarettes. There is no safe level of cigarettes. Don't fool around with it. The National Cancer Institute found that people consistently smoked an average of less than one cigarette per day over their lifetimes had a 65% higher risk of earlier death. Those who smoked 1 to 10 cigarettes had an 87% increased risk of death, and the link to lung cancer was especially high. Those who smoked more than 10 cigarettes a day had a 12-fold increase in premature death. This is bad. Now, the good news on this is there's a new low in cigarette smoking. It's the first time in 50 years that less than 40 million Americans smoke. It's actually down to 15% from 21% in 2005. You say, wow, this is great. It is great. But if we are this slow in changing eating, in doing physical activity, and in managing stress, those other three things of the big four, we will be bankrupt as a society, and we will have severe rationing. So get yourself and everyone else you know to do the big four. Avoid toxins like cigarettes and the BPA and phthalates. BPA and phthalates in receipts and in products that don't use essential oils that change the smell in your house, and use only essential oils for smells and candles, and on, if you will, cosmetics. Only essential oils. Don't go for those things that you can't read all the names on. And second thing, physical activity. We went over optimum. Do 10,000 steps a day. Once you've done that, start to do 30 minutes of weightlifting a week. After a couple months of doing those two together, add 20 minutes three times a week of resistance exercise. And once you got all three of those, then you can go to jumping. And remember, ask your doc before you change anything you do other than walking. The mumps outbreak is the worst in a decade, but remember, we've got to do, I'll come back, you've got to do those four things if we're going to change health in America. Just doing the physical activity, 30 minutes of walking a day, saves us $75 billion. You add that with managing stress, meditating 5 minutes a day, I'll bet you got $150 billion right there. Mumps outbreak is the worst in a decade. We've got only the reports through November, but more than 3,800 people have had mumps this year. Horrible, horrible. Mumps is a serious disease. You need everyone to get immunized so that we get what we call herd immunity. That is, if most people are immunized, then it can't spread and you don't get it. But in fact, people don't realize it comes into your salivary glands and they think, well, my mouth looks or my cheeks look a little swollen, but it's much worse than that. It inflames your testicles, your brain, your ovaries, causes infertility, causes congenital defects, causes your brain to rot and you to die in rare cases. Immunizations are not perfectly safe, but they're 40,000 times safer than getting the diseases. Forget the eggnog. I hope you forgot the eggnog. And grab champagne at this holiday season, all holiday long. This show is just after the holidays, so I know I'm a little late in saying this, but there are a whole bunch of party swaps that are much better for you. one of which is, instead of eggnog, go to champagne. And I hope you took all of them. In 7 potato chips, go to 17 pistachios. Both have 75 calories. Instead of sour cream and onion dip, go to salsa. Instead of mini pigs in a blanket, go to cocktail 9 jumbo cocktail shrimp. And the key point, instead of one mug of eggnog, you can have 4 flutes of champagne for the same calories and a much healthier life. We hope you've enjoyed You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the first part. We'll be right back with Skinny Liver, with Kristen Kirkpatrick, talking to us about why you care about having a skinny liver and what you can do about it. Remember, if you're driving, get plenty of sleep beforehand. Otherwise, hope that your Uber driver has got it. And the big news story this week, young blood in a model of Alzheimer's disease reversed it in mice. That is getting young blood. We'll find out what it is in young blood that made the difference. And the other big story for right now, walk 30 minutes a day and save $2,500 a year in your medical costs. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeartRadio every Tuesday at 7 a.m.